coachingesl.com. How to Coach 101 Part 2. Now we know the opposition. What does that mean? Well, let's save it. As a coach, you might say to yourself, I've watched all the videos, I've read all the books, all the pamphlets, all the strategies to help my player or players. Is it going to work? Is it not going to work? There's no guarantees. However, if you're studying a lot about the game and players associated with the game, you're ahead of the game a little bit. You have one step forward. Now, we're beginning to get our player development, aren't we? How is the competition compared to yourself or your team? How is it? Are they a better team than you for a reason? Athletic ability? Is it personality? What is it? That's part two of How to Coach 101. Know the game better. Know the competition better. Now, if you have an insight about that particular team you're going against, you're saying to yourself, well, have I seen plays they've done? Have I watched the players? Know the personality of the players involved against the competition? If you know the competition thoroughly, that means their history. The time they started, the players involved, the game itself has changed. Has the game changed with that team? Their ups and lows of that team? How did they come out of that doldrums, I guess you could say? How did they do that? Here at part two of How to Coach 101, we're trying to talk about the actual competition. That's right. How do we measure up as a team or player against that competition? What are they doing better than us or worse than us? What are their strategies? What are their good points and bad points? By knowing the competition, you yourself will know yourself what you can improve on and not to worry about on. Very hard to understand, isn't it? Competition comes in many ways, doesn't it? Doesn't matter the age, their background, and so on. It's their performance. That's right. Now, performance today is the same as yesterday? Not always, no. But you have to realize, games change, people change. Effectiveness of the atmosphere changes on players. That's what you have to understand. Here at LightningESL.com, we've noticed many things as being a coach myself. In hockey, for example, teams change. Is their heart into it? Is their initiative into it? Is their passion into it? Same thing. Are they standing around during a game, watching everybody else do the work? If you'll notice players in different sports, sometimes they know exact times what they're doing, based on like muscle memory of training. Sometimes they don't. There's periods of blankness, which simply means, what do I do now? What do I do now? How do I react? That's what it means. You have to know your players you're going against before you start. Yeah. You have to know what's coming or could possibly come to your situation. By knowing that, you are ahead of the game. Yeah. Knowing your strategy, knowing your weakness, knowing your strengths. The same for the other players you're playing against. How are they in this position? How are they in that position? That's what I'm saying. You have to know your competition. Are they always the same way every play? No. The same situation? No, it constantly changes, doesn't it? It's like a river. It constantly changes. But you have to adapt to the situation. Sometimes a spark, a certain play, will create energy for you as a player or players. Yeah. As a coach, you have to realize that. This moment or split second of moment in time of that game changed the dimension of the game, which changed the competition players itself. Their energy changed, up or down. Or is it constantly looking for things to get the energy back? These are small psychological tricks. As a coach, you will notice. It could be a small thing. In hockey, for example, a certain flick of a stick, a certain body check, a certain stretch, whatever. Special moments like this tell a coach about that competition. They're doing this now because of this. X equals Y equals Z, whatever. As a coach, you realize it. It's a question of observation. How is your set of observation skills? Do you notice that player doing this, knowing that player doing that? You can have all the playbooks, all the so-called strategies written down or told to, but nothing happens until it's enforced or adapted to the play at hand. That's what it means. This is LightningESL.com. Thank you very much for your time. Bye-bye.